Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, specifically, you know, God showed John Natal in the second particular dream that he had and showed him something in 2015. Let's take a look.
In 2015, I believe it was towards the end of 2015 when I had the second dream. And I'm walking in this, looks like a conference center or auditorium, welcome center, and I see him walking towards me. And he wasn't his normal size. He was about 8 feet tall. And he was wearing his wool, like a trench coat, pea coat style, and he was walking with another individual. And I knew the other individual was an angel. And was guarding him. And this angel was actually taller than he was. And I looked at him and he came right towards me and I said to him, are you prepared to be president of the United States? And he looked at me with that smile because he knew what I was talking about and he knew that I had some inside information. And this is obviously before the election. This is almost a year before. And I looked at him again and I said, are you prepared to be president of the United States? And he nodded. And I saw the angel walk away with him, and he walked out of the building. But I knew two things when I came out of the dream. One was his size represented authority. And two, the angel was the angel of the Lord walking with him as protection. And that was a confirmation to me. But I knew in my spirit that the Lord was already speaking to me about moving forward. And, you know, it's not my personal opinion. You know, when God gives me this dream or gives me dreams or prophetic words, it's not my opinion. It's just God speaking to me and he's telling me to release what he's saying. So it's supposed to be, comforting and encouraging. But I knew then that it was already done because when God speaks, his words do not come back void.
This is so timely because I think about this. Before the Lord told me in a dream specifically that, you know, Donald Trump would be our next president, and I was walking with the president during that time when God was showing me, which he wasn't the president yet, but he's going to be. God showed me that people would get the White House back, and he also showed me that I wasn't aware of at that time, but now you can see it all over the place, was there's this unique handshake that the president has. I mean, he reaches and grabs your hand, and he pulls you in like this. He just does that handshake, and that's exactly what he was doing to me, and it was just an exciting thing an honor to be there. And as a matter of fact, it was a smooth transition where, you know, the Lord showed me that former President Barack Obama was going to have a real smooth transition in helping the transition take place, and that happened just as well. And I was walking with both of them, actually. But prior to God telling me about who would be the president, he showed me earlier on that whoever the president's going to be, and I didn't know it was going to be this one. I mean, praise God it was this one. But as soon as he took his hand off the Bible, being sworn in as taking his oath of office as president, and I didn't know who it was going to be at that time, that he stepped off the platform and he started walking, as you see the constant walk that the president takes out on the patio. And Steve and I were walking together, and then all of a sudden the president comes up, this new president, and Steve, like a Marine, steps back like this. And so the president and I are walking side by side. And he was just talking. He was so friendly. And God showed me that the president's going to be a friend of the church. Mm-hmm. But then this guy's so tall. I mean, he was so tall in this dream. And it makes me think about John Natal, what God was telling him. He was so tall that when I finished this dream and I'm writing it down, studying it, I went back and tried to find how tall all the candidates were. First of all, I knew it was a male. So I went and checked all the candidates, and none of them were that tall.
Yeah.
You know, and so obviously he's saying that that represented authority. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. As a matter of fact, the Speaker of the House, his name is Paul Ryan. He said, we have plans made up that as soon as he takes his hand off the Bible, we're going to hit the ground running. That's
right.
Exactly what the Lord told me. And God is doing an amazing thing in our sight. And it's so encouraging. I mean, what a chaplain to have for a police department that hears the voice of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.